Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. The Shurim for the month of Av were sponsored by the Einhorn family, Leilui Nishmas Rav Naftali B'Rabbi Cheskel. We're holding Chulin Daf Kuf Dalet. The Gemara on the end of Amud Beis starts a sugyo of how much separation you have to have between cheese and meat, or and vice versa. The Gemara tells us that Oif V'Gvino Necholim B'Apikoyrin, you can eat cheese and chicken B'Apikoyrin. Ray Toys explains in the first explanation, the way Paskin La'alocho is referring to here cheese and then chicken doesn't require a big separation. But between chicken and meat, one has to do kinuach v'hadocha. And later in the next daf, daf kufi amudaf, the Gemara is going to speak about you have to maybe wait from one meal to another between meat and cheese. And that is the source of waiting 6 hours. So the Pashas Medivei Gemara, the way that we should even learn the Gemara, is that between Milchik and Fleishik, you don't have to wait that much. You may have to clean yourself, but not more than that. But between meat and cheese, that's when you have to have a much bigger separation. What I want to address in our shiur today is the Shita of the Sefer HaZoyar in Pashas Mishpatim. Because the Zoyar in Shmoyis Davkuf Chofei Amud Aleph, the B'Syoyser brings it, Zohar says that anyone who eats milk and meat in the same meal, and the shai sochado b'suudo sochasto, so for 40 days, there's some kind of a sign of gad yom mekaloso b'kalpi. In his skin, there's some sign of him, and all the koichas around the world know to come and attack him. And Chazal there in Sefer Zohar earlier explained, the meat represents the dinim, and the challah represents the chesed, and you can't combine these two things together. And this brings the terrible dinim. The Zohar continues and says, Rabbi Yossi shor lemechal letanegoylo begvino bechalbo. He allowed to eat the chicken with cheese and milk. Amar Shimon, the Shimon told him, Osiloch, it's Osir, to loyoiv inish pitcho lezini bishin. Don't open yourself to bad things. Lech lech amin lenezira schor schor lekarmel tekrov. And Mashmos says that maybe Mi'ikar Adin for a chicken it's okay, but we're doing a Chumrah, the Chumrah Medei Rabbanan, not to have chicken with milk, the same way we reference meat and milk. The Beis Yosef brings it, and he brings the Mordechai, brings the Maharam, that says that he used to eat milk and immediately afterwards meat, until one time, Ma'isa Shehoyah had cheese stuck into his mouth when he was eating the meat, and he realized he has to do a separation between the cheese and the meat. Says the Beis Yosef, he didn't see the Zohar, so he's machir on himself. But really the Zohar says it not only by meat, but also by chicken. Not to eat chicken after milk. Meaning the way the Beis Yosef learns the Sefer HaZohar, when the Zohar says a statement, not to have b'shayis echad, b'sudo echad, meat and milk together, it doesn't matter the order. Now meat before milk, and now milk before meat. And afterwards, if the Zohar brings the idea with the chicken, he understand reference the chicken in the same thing. You also should not eat the chicken after milk within the same time, meaning you have to have a full separation between milk and chicken. Now, the nekuda of chicken, we'll mention the pre-chodosh and yoridei asin peites sivkotam tezvov, he argues in the Beis Yosef, he says, no, chicken we're now referencing here in terms of the separation between milk and chicken according to Sefer HaZoyar. And so brings the Orachaim and the Sefer Pritoyar, also in Sin Pites, that chicken is not the one of the Isurim that the Zohar is mentioning. The Yavetz and Moriuk Tzio Simon Kufayin Gimel says that the Beis Yosef made a mistake in understanding the Zohar, because when the Zohar speaks about chicken, he's not talking about the separation between milk and chicken, he's talking about completely putting chicken and milk together. There's a sheet in the Gemara that you're allowed to cook, Oyv Becholov. So that's what the Zohar is talking about, you have to be Machmir. But once someone ate milk to do a separation between that and chicken, the Zohar did not speak about, so many of the Mefarshim disagree with the Beis Yosef regarding chicken. But regarding meat, the Beis Yosef learned, it doesn't matter if the milk comes before meat or meat comes before milk. Milk has to have a full separation of what we call 6 hours. So it was brought down in Shara Mitzvahs, in Chaim Vital, the name of the Arizal, that the day he ate cheese, he did not eat meat until the night. And so brings the Sefer Tzur Hamor in Pashm Yishpatim. Tzur Hamor is a Sefer written by Chacham from Chachmi Sfarad in the time of Girush Sfarad. How do you learn the Sefer HaZoyar? That you're not allowed to eat meat and cheese in the same time. Not even in the same day. It should not be at the same proximity to each other. They should not be together. It doesn't matter the order. And the Ramah in Sirin Petesi Pace brings it. It says, V'yesh machmir afilu boso achar gvino. Vilna Goyen says, is referencing to the Sefer HaZoyar. And that's what the Chidosh says in the Shiur Brocho in Yeridio Sirin Petes Sivkot and Vov. that according to the Zohar, there's no difference between basar and chalav, or chalav and basar. But the Shach on the Ramah, he explains the Sefer HaZohar, that when the Zohar said not to eat meat immediately after milk, it only referencing in the same meal. The same meal don't eat milk and meat. But if you ended the meal, you can eat the meat right after, even according to the Sefer HaZohar. And the Sefer Chagura Shmuel, which is the Sefer Kadmon written on the Torah, he explains what the Zohar says not to eat meat immediately after milk is referencing talking about hard cheese, gvino kosher, cheese that lasts in the teeth. That's when you have to have a separation. That's what the Zohar is talking about. And the truth, that's the mashmos of the Ramah as well, because the Ramah says, yes, shemachmir afilu bosar chagvino. V'chenoagim shekol shagvino kosher ein oichli macharei afilu bosar oif kamo begvino achar bosar. So in the context of the Ramah's Mashra, he's explaining like the Sefer Chagur Shmuel, that is the Chumrah. The Chumrah of not eating meat after cheese is only hard cheese. So it comes out in Divrei HaZohar, what the Zohar holds, there's many opinions. According to B'Shesef, you're not allowed to add meat after milk, milk after meat, and the same thing applies to chicken as well. Many argue regarding chicken, but agree that milk after meat is prohibited, according to the Zohar, the entire day, the same distance you have to have between meat and milk, you should have between milk and meat. The Shach learns that it's only in the same meal, mamish, the same seudah. And the Chagur Shmuel, as we mentioned, that's in Mashmos the Ramah, is only talking about hard cheese, not a regular milk. Anyone who wants to join in response to the Shomach Shavah Shahurim, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.